Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People live and in living color right here today on WGH Talk. I'm live right now on www.wwgh1071.com and I'm live right now on that TuneIn app, which you have access to on any electronic device, and all you have to do is download that app. And in your search bar, type in WWGH. And I'm live right now in the studio. And we're having a live call-in guest today from Wooster, Ohio. Any other day, you can call in that I am on by calling 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or would just like to be a part of the show. Well, Happy New Year to each and every one of you. I took 3 weeks off the air, and I missed you, and I hope that you missed me as well. And I don't usually take time off unless I'm on vacation or I'm sick, but you know, this past holiday season, I just needed a little time off, and I know a lot of people do around the holiday season. And, you know, it was refreshing, and I had time to catch up with some of my family members, and we also missed some family members. Also said goodbye to some good friends who had passed away. And you know, unfortunately, one day we all have to go through that, and we're not looking forward to that moment or time, nor the loss of friends and family members. But I thank you so much for your time, your love, your support, those who have supported A Voice of a People over the years since 2014. And it's been a nice ride, a lovely ride for me. I can say that for me because I can only speak for me. But thank you once again, along with you. If it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And if you are a supporter of A Voice of a People and have been or recently have been, thank you so much. Thank you. It's people like you who I come to share my voice with, share my opinions with, share my love with. And thank you for sharing your love and support with me. Now, along with you is Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. And that number is 342-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Her number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement will not come into play or be active until April of 2026, and that is their free produce. Okay. Any other activity that may be going on for Logos Christian Ministries will be posted on their website, www.logoschristianministries.com. Okay. Cheryl Lee, the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, continue to lift her and her family up in prayer. People are having health issues. I have health issues. Keep me up in prayer. Pray for me. Anyone else that you know that is near and dear to your heart, please lift them up in prayer. And don't forget to lift our nation up in prayer. We need prayer. Our nation needs prayer. Our nation's leaders need prayer. They need the wisdom of God of how to go forth and how to do different things that they're trying to do. We just need help. We need God's help. And I'm aware of that, and it doesn't bother me to ask for help. So I just want to put those plugs in there and put that out there for each and every one of you. I do have maybe one announcement for you, and that is, don't forget the homeless. The homeless shelter is located at 326 West Fairground Street, Marion, Ohio. And I know a lot of people came out and gave and supported the homeless community around Thanksgiving and also around Christmas time. But, you know, they need our help anytime that you are in the area. Maybe you do you have copy paper. Maybe you have envelopes. You know, just donate some things, some stamps, toilet paper, paper towels, trash bags, laundry detergent, floor cleaner, bleach, disinfectant spray, dish soap, bath towels, washcloths. they could use your help. Again, that location is 326 West Fairground Street here in Marion, Ohio. Okay, now I was trying to get someone on here to talk about the Martin Luther King breakfast, which is, I think, a week from, let me check my calendar really quick, maybe 2 weeks from Monday. But that will be taking place. That is put on by the Peace and Freedom Foundation. And I think they've been doing that since 2014, which is a big celebration at the annex of the Palace Theater, the May Pavilion. Breakfast begins at 9 or 9:30 that morning. So I think they still have tickets out there. You can call the Palace Theater and check, or people associated with the Peace and Freedom Foundation, like Laura Troutman and Dana Martin. Check them out and see if they have tickets available. I just got my tickets maybe a couple of days ago. Tuesday. Matter of fact, it was Tuesday, right? It sure was. Okay. Now let us move on. You know, I really like to start my show off with a thought for today. So let's see what is in the archives. Or thought for today. New Year 2026. What are your hopes? What are your dreams? What are your expectations for this new year? And I hope they are great. I hope that you do have great expectations. I know it looks grim out there. There's a lot going on in our world today. A lot of commotion. But you know what? Through that all, we still have to hang on. We still have to stand on the principles of Christ. We have to stand in these days of things that we don't understand, because I don't understand it all. I wish I did, and I wish I could share that with people that, oh, this is what's happening, this is why. And I can do some of that as far as the Bible was concerned. I can do that. Because it says in the last days, men will wax worse and worse. They will be more and more about what they want to do and how they want to do it. Okay, the weather will be extremely different in different places and extremely violent toward the end of the age. And these are the times I believe that we are living in. Tornadoes were very prevalent around Christmas time because of the heat. The jet streams and El Nino changed, and all these things started to happen. We didn't have all that here in Ohio, but other surrounding states and cities, they had tornadoes. So I was listening to the news this morning, and they were talking about tornadoes developing by Friday and Saturday and Sunday because of the heat and the cold that's behind the heat, which develops tornadoes. So there's a lot for us to be in prayer about, because things are just out of control. They are just out of control. And what can we do about it? But pray. I don't know how to control the weather, nor do I want that type of responsibility. But this is a new year, and this is titled New Response. If you can see and accept that you create your own stress according to how you are responding, you will then see that there is something you need to unlearn as well as learn. The old response needs to be unlearned, and a new response needs to be learned. And that is a good thought for today. The old response needs to be unlearned. You know, a lot of times we respond to things like in a negative manner or complaining manner. And no matter what the world looks like today, we do not want to complain. We want to somehow come up with new and witty inventions of peace and of love, and how to go to our friends and to our neighbors and to our loved ones and even people we don't know. That is where I want to be this year. Closer to God, not only that, but closer to my fellow man. Because we need one another in our neighborhoods. I love the theme, love your city. Take it a step further. Love your, not only city, but love your neighborhood. Love your neighbor. You know, take care of one another. Take care of your neighborhood. You know, clean them up. And in case of a tornado, where will we all go? Is there a certain point where we need to meet up? Say we get bombed. I mean, we're bombing other people. I hate to even think about that. But there used to be, when I went to elementary school, our school, which was Mark Street School on Greenwood Street, corner of Greenwood and Mark Street, and we had a fallout shelter, which was in the basement of the school, and we went through drills in case there was going to be bombings. Now, this was in the 50s, but still, they had a fallout shelter, and they had preparations for if this was to happen, a national catastrophe, that there was a place for people to go. So, are we doing that in our day and time today? Because, you know, that's still possible in the day and time that we live in. I hate to say it. I hate to think about it. But who knows? I don't know. I do want to share this with you. I have 6 minutes before my person calls in from Wooster, Ohio, which is my daughter, and just touching bases with her. And I haven't gotten to celebrate with my family yet because there's been sickness and work schedules and we have not been able to meet. So I don't know if we're the only ones who are experiencing that this year, but maybe not. And I hope not. I hope your family's not sick. But, you know, like I was saying earlier, let us pray for one another. Because these viruses is out there, the flu virus is out there, you know, and it's a deadly one. But guess what I was able to acquire? An old farmer's almanac calendar. And you know, for the past, what, 2 or 3 years, I've been going through the almanac, sharing different thoughts and recipes and what the months really mean and how they came about, you know. And this is January. And I want to share with you some healthy habits. And we're going to start with improve your gut health by incorporating fermented foods such as, what is that, kimchi? I don't even know what that stuff is. Kombucha? Woo! Sauerkraut and yogurt into your diet. How many of you had sauerkraut and ribs for the New Year's? I did. Say, raise your hands. I did. Oh, it was so delicious. When appropriate in a recipe, try using bone broth, which is high in protein and minerals, promotes joint health, and helps to maintain the immune system. Local bee pollen may help to relieve allergy symptoms in adults. Start with only 1 or 2 granules and gradually increase to 1 teaspoon. Studies report that stress and headaches can be eased by laughing, which also stimulates your body's production of endorphins and feel-good hormones. Laughter is medicine, so please increase your laughter for the new year. And I'm sure we all had a lot of laughter and coming together and greeting one another and food, breaking bread together and sharing just precious moments for the holiday season. Continue to laugh as much as you can this year. When washing your hands with soap and water, do so for at least 20 seconds. Keep time by singing happy birthday twice and feel free to do this out loud. Sing out loud. Yeah, especially when you're in your own home or in your own surroundings. Yes. Okay. Think of yourself at all times as realizing conception as being a strong and perfectly healthy personage, and do not harbor a contrary thought. Now, that was a thought for the new year. So I'll be sharing quite a few of those with you. I love this calendar. And the lady told me that this was possibly the last calendar they will be making, so it was like a find for me, and I surely appreciate being able to pick this up. And there's so many So much information and so many good tips on here. Thought for the days and just wisdom. Wisdom. Which is the almanac. A lot of wisdom in these calendars, you know. Okay. I don't want to get too far into it because I don't want to interrupt my call. Okay. So it says, good health is not something we can buy. However, it can be an extremely valuable savings account. Because the healthier you are, the less money you spend on medicine and trying to get well, right? Right. So there's some helpful hints and tips in the almanac. Now, this is for January 2026. I love it. I love it. Because I was so enamored and so encouraged that when I first acquired this almanac in 2024, it was so insightful. And I so enjoyed all the information that it had to share with us. Like the month of January is named for the Roman god Janus, protector of gates and doorways. Janus is depicted with two faces, one looking into the past, the other into the future. How many of you continue to do your New Year's resolutions or keep up your New Year's traditions? Many of our traditions that we take for granted actually date from ancient times. This year, ring out the old and ring in the new with a New Year tradition or two, from singing Auld Lang Syne to eating black-eyed peas for good luck. Discover different ways to celebrate the start of 2026. I did not have black eyed peas, but I did have Fort Hook lima beans. They're green, okay, and they're bigger than the baby limas. And you know what? I could only find them at Kroger's. I couldn't find them at Meijer's. I couldn't find them at Walmart. I did not go to Aldi's, but I did find them at Kroger's. And they were good. I had my ribs and I had my sauerkraut. I had mashed potatoes. Oh, yeah, it was great. Then I had, trying to think what dessert, whipped cheesecake with cherries on the top. That was dessert for New Year's. Okay. Okay. I don't know about too much of lucky food, what people consider lucky food, but yeah. It's just a tradition. And I'm sure we all have traditions. Yeah. New responses, let your old response be unlearned, and let us learn new responses. And this new year, 8 days in to the new millennium. We are 26 years into the new millennium, which happened in the year 2000. And you know, there have been a lot of changes in this new millennium. And they have not been the greatest. I remember 9/11, 2001 came in and how different that was. And, you know, the trade centers being bombed and all that. And I also remember water main breaks. We had a major one in Marion, Ohio when the year 2000 came in. And water has seemed to be targeted ever since. Our system, our pipes, Marion just went through water being distasteful and had a smell to it. What, Christmas time and right between Christmas and New Year's? It was terrible. But it seems to be back to normal now. You know, so always make sure you have some water stored up in your house somewhere. Cabinet, basement, attic, somewhere. Because you never know when you're going to need water and you can't get it if something bad really happens. So we have that also to be concerned about. But 2000s, the new millennium that we are in, has lots of twists and turns. Okay, I had to send my caller a reminder. Calling in. Okay. All right. Let me see. Hold on. Hello? I sent you the number. Are you calling? All right, thank you. Well, it's nice to talk to other people and see what they're doing for the new year and how they brought the new year in and what a new year means to them and how they anticipate on handling it. So one day at a time, right? Hopefully. I know that's where I'm at. One day at a time. Yes, one day at a time. All righty. Let me see what we can do here. I had a guest and they kind of forgot today, and a lot of that's my fault too. Okay, here we go. Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. So glad you had a moment to share with your mother today. On the radio.
Yes, I can hardly hear you, though.
You can hardly hear me?
Oh, my. Yeah, hold on. Let me check something real quick.
You still can hardly hear me?
A little better. Let me check the settings real quick. I don't normally have problems with volume for my phone. Okay. Okay, you're soft-spoken. You can just speak up just a bit.
All right, I can do that.
Thank you.
That better?
Yeah, that is better. Thank you so much.
Okay. So, you know, sometimes I don't realize how loud I need to talk.
What's that?
Sometimes I do not realize how loud I need to talk.
Yeah.
So you're still having trouble hearing me, right?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Happy New Year to you.
Yes, absolutely. It's a wonderful one. So far, so good.
Well, great. That's good news.
Yeah.
So much going on in the world today. I mean, turmoil and just a lot of chaos.
Yes, a lot.
You know. And it's good to know that individuals are having a good time or a peaceful New Year so far. Yeah. That's good news. I know where I was talking about coming into the new millennium.
Mm-hmm.
When the year 2000 came in.
I remember.
And how things began to change, like going downhill.
Yes.
Remember that too?
Yes.
Remember I saved all that water?
You weren't the only one.
And you
we didn't know what to expect, and that's what happens. When humans don't know what to expect, we just take flight.
Yes, but when the year 2000 came in, we had a water main break in Marion, Ohio.
Yes, we had something going on here in our town as well.
This year?
With the water. No, when the 2000 was here.
Right. And that's what I was sharing with my listeners. It's like, okay, so since 2000 has come in, the new millennial, it seems to be about the water.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've never seen so many water main breaks or going in my life.
I know.
So I just encourage people to make sure they have water stored somewhere. It'd be a terrible thing if you needed water and you couldn't get it.
Oh, that would be awful.
Yes, it would be, because we can't live without water. Not long. Not long at all. So, So what does this, how was your holiday? Let me put it like that. Since I haven't seen you yet.
I know. But we will. And what we do, we're going to kick it up like it's 1999. I'm excited to see my family. But we had a wonderful holiday. My husband's, both his sister's families was here, and so that was nice. And my niece was here from Texas, Alina's daughter, so it with her family. It was a beautiful time.
Good. What'd you guys cook?
You know, I did not cook anything. I did not make one dessert. I didn't do my cornbread dressing. I didn't do collard greens. I didn't do any of that because I wasn't really feeling well. Mm-hmm. But my sister-in-law, they cooked. And my sister Rhonda, she grilled on the grill. We had barbecue ribs. We had barbecue lamb. So delicious. Barbecue chicken. We had potato salad, collard greens. We had something called comp peas. It's more of a southern dish.
What was it?
Like down Florida, Georgia. They're called comp peas. Mm-hmm. C-O-M-P.
Okay.
I think different, they're called different some things in other areas, you know, other cultures and stuff, but that's what they call them down there.
Okay.
They are delicious.
Wow.
Delicious. So we had them, and then I had cookies before, you know, that I had frozen, so I just took those out, and, you know, my birthday is a week before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So my son and his family, they came and they cooked for me on my birthday, and they brought me a caramel apple pie.
Wow.
That I wasn't able to eat then, because they also brought me mini cupcakes, so that's what, you know, the kids wanted. And so I froze that pie and pulled that out. So that was our dessert for Christmas Day. So I didn't make anything. No one noticed nothing until my husband sat down to eat. And he was like, wait a minute, Mika, you didn't make nothing?
So he noticed. He noticed.
I didn't take you, don't it? Oh, gosh. But he understood.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure he did. I'm glad to have you, period, you know, because sickness is like, no one wants to welcome sickness. Nor does anyone want to be sick.
No, absolutely
especially
not.
Especially during the holiday, you know.
Exactly.
And that, what you had was some type of flu, right?
Influenza A.
And they said that is really going around pretty bad right now.
Yeah, that's what they said when I went to the doctor as well.
So what were some of your symptoms?
My body was so tired. I had aches and pains, and I was so tired. I just thought, you know, with the weather, we had some really cold weather here in Worcester. And I just thought it was the cold weather. You know, I hear... You know, the older people like you used to say, well, my knees hurt or my back hurt, there's cold weather coming in or something like that. I just thought it was something like that nature.
Right.
And then I had a bad headache. And then I was stopped up. And I just thought it was a sinus infection because I get those like twice a year.
Okay.
That's what I thought it was. But it wasn't.
Okay. So the influenza A was worse than your sinus infection, I gather.
Yeah, it was.
Wow. You had a fever as well, right?
I did have a fever, yes.
Right.
And when I went to the doctor, I had a fever of 102, which really surprised me because I was still functioning. I mean... It just baffled me. I was still, you know, got up, made my son breakfast, you know, yada yada.
Right.
Sent my husband off to work, you know, all that stuff. But, I mean, I was still tired, not feeling well. And I'm always cold. So I always got my heating blanket with me. I don't care where I go.
So when did that change for you? It's always me cold, right? Mom's always cold. Buy me heating blankets. And then... You just flipped a coin on us. And now you're cold. You know what happened? Your body chemistry changed.
Oh, wow.
It does. You know, we get older, our body chemistry changed. Not saying that you're old, but you are getting older just like the rest of us, right?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
That's all right, though. You're still in the land of the living, and praise God for
Amen.
That.
Thank you, Jesus, for that.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that, Lord. Yeah, so what did you have for New Year's? You're still unable to cook, right?
I did cook for New Year's. We had a ham. I made the cornbread dressing, collard greens.
Okay.
No, we did not have collard greens for New Year's. We had green beans.
All right.
Garlic green beans for New Year's. That's right. We had garlic green beans. Yeah.
So how do you cook your ham?
I don't like the spiral ham. I will eat it if we have it because I like ham.
Mm-hmm.
But I like ham on the bone that you have to slice yourself.
Right.
And I put... I apologize. My 2-year-old son is...
That's okay. JJ, right?
Yes. We call him JJ. His name is Jalen. No, come on. But, you know, I put, I use old-fashioned. I use pineapple half slices.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whole slices of pineapple. I put a toothpick in and put it on top of the ham and brown sugar, sprinkle brown sugar on top. After I put the juice of the ham on top as well.
Right.
But, yeah, and it's so delicious. So delicious.
How long do you cook it?
It depends on how big it is, but this ham that I had, I baked it for 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours? You must have had a real, pretty big one. I cooked mine for 3 hours on 325.
Mm-hmm.
And most of it was dry, and I was so disappointed.
Oh, maybe it was the size, because this was like a 6-pound ham.
That's all? I think mine was almost 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I was upset.
Did you have, like, juice on the bottom of your pan?
Yeah,
to keep the moisture in and cover it well?
Yeah, the foil.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't either. I was upset about that, though. Because I love me some ham, juicy ham, you know?
Yeah.
So someone told me, well, you cooked it maybe a little too long. She said, I used to cook mine for, like, 2 hours, she said. First hour, she cooked the ham, and then the second hour, she did her basting, put her pineapples on it and the juice and the brown sugar.
Yeah.
And she would cook it for another hour, and that was it. So
mm-hmm.
I said, I might try that next time, because I was upset about it.
Give it a try. Let me know.
Right. No one likes dry ham. I don't, so. And that's what we had, too.
No, I love ham. Now, the best ham I ever had from someone that was cooked was, of course, back in the day, we used to make some delicious hams. You and Grandma Sam used to make some delicious hams.
I don't know.
This guy I know, I worked briefly at a restaurant after I retired for about, I'm going to say 3 or 4 months, and that was enough for me. And they had a carry-in Thanksgiving, and one of the managers, I'm going to say owners of the restaurant, brought in this ham. It was a glazed ham. It looked delicious, just the looks of it. You know, people eat with their eyes first.
Right, right.
And I was like, that ham looked really delicious.
Mm.
And then when I got a little bit of it, I was like, this ham is so delicious. And so I asked him, I was like, what kind of glaze did you put on there? He's like, oh, just the regular. I said, the regular. You have to come with more than that, sir.
Right, right.
Ain't nothing just a regular nowadays. It was like, it was just brown sugar with maple syrup, and you just pour it on and bake the ham on there, you know, and the, put the ham in the oven and bake it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it is delicious.
Wow.
Delicious. So, but yeah. Love that ham.
I know, and you know I was upset then. if put your hands to do and it doesn't turn out, you know, like your mouth wants it to, you know, you're like, oh my gosh, what happened? But, you know, my husband thought it was good. He said, oh, this ham is good. I'm like, oh, glad you like it. And, you know, I like, oh, sometimes when I cook ham, it's like, you're right, back in the day, babe, I could lay out a ham.
Oh, lay out a ham? Lay out anything.
And I don't know what has happened over the years, but maybe because I went through the period of time where I had nobody really to cook for.
Yeah.
Everyone's grown and on their own and things like that, you know, so. But I threw it down a little bit. I did my ribs and sauerkraut for New Year's and my Ford Hook lima beans. I sure did. And mashed potatoes.
Ooh.
I sure did. And that was delicious.
That sounds delicious. I haven't had lima beans. Oh, my gosh. Since I used to put them on the menu at the hospital when I did the menus there.
Mm-hmm.
They're delicious, though. Oh, my goodness.
Yep, and biscuits. Sure did. Had that.
Yes.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was.
Let me interject you for one moment. Do you remember your mom's biscuits?
Oh, yes. Light as a feather. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what she used to make those biscuits, don't you?
I think I do, but tell me.
Lard.
Mm.
She used lard for her biscuits.
And you know you can still buy lard in the store, right?
Oh, I do.
Can you duplicate those biscuits?
Yeah, you can still buy it.
Can you duplicate those biscuits like my mom used to make?
I can do a mean biscuit. I can.
Really?
But like hers, I haven't had anything like it.
I know, me either.
And that's just honest. I haven't had anything like it. I've learned how to, you know, roll them. And with biscuits, you want to be careful not to over-roll them because they'll become tough and you don't. And you're like, nope, this is not it. Took me a long time to get an excellent biscuit recipe. Mm. But I got a mean one.
Okay.
I got a mean biscuit recipe.
Because there is an art to baking, right?
It is. Baking is an art. Cooking is an art.
Because I'm not too keen on baking. But I could do some sweet potato pies, though. I can make them.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I can do that now.
Put me in the world, put me in the kitchen, and I'm in the world all by myself.
Do you really miss
it? I am an excellent cook. Excellent.
I think you
are. But when it comes to bacon, oh my gosh.
Yes, that's your... And you know your grandma.
That's
Howe.
A different ball game. I'm really good at baking.
She was too. Your grandma Howe.
Yep.
That woman can make a pound cake that was out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
With that glazed icing. Oh my.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh.
Yes, she could do that for sure. Mother Howe. Yes. And I like pound cakes. It's just hard to find a good one. And am I trying to bake one? No. No, I'm not.
I was going to say the best one you're going to find is probably one you make yourself.
Probably so. You know, like you said, it takes time to find yourself when you're baking and
yes.
Making your stuff just off the chain. So you're practicing and that could take a lot of flour, a lot of lard, you know what I'm saying? A lot of dough, a lot of cake mix, a lot of eggs, you know. Trying to perfect it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time for that. So I try to find it already made. So have you? I do. I'm not going to say I don't. I do. So have you tried to make pound cake?
Oh, yeah. I do. I have an excellent pound cake recipe.
Mmm. Okay.
But my family is really not keen on pound cake. Unless it's summertime and they want it with like strawberry feeling and whoop topping or, you know, something of that nature.
Right. So what do they like?
Cookies.
Really?
And pie. My husband can eat sweet potato pie all year long, and he does. Now, when I make his pie for him, I use brown sugar Splenda. I don't use, like, regular sugar or anything for his pie.
Uh-huh.
And he says the best thing. Best. So
really?
That's how I make his pie.
Okay.
Now, my son, on the other hand, he like all the sugar I'm going to put in that.
Of course.
He's like, no, don't give me no brown sugar pizza. It's good. Now, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But don't give me all that sugar.
Wow. That's great. So good. So good to be able to have your family around and to please them, you know, with cakes,
oh, yeah,
cookies, pies, and whatever,
yep,
other recipes that we use for the holiday. Our traditions,
yeah,
you know, that they don't really go away. Sometimes we perfect them and or extend or grab,
mm-hmm,
something else and make it a part of a tradition,
right,
for the new year. But so what are you expecting for this new year?
I am expecting to see more of God's hand in my own personal life,
mm-hmm,
with my relationship with him. Because God has been working on me with my patience and faith, increasing my faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen him do some things that I know only God can do on last year. We had a rough last year. I mean, it was blessings, you know, blessings upon blessings. The Lord blessed us, but he was testing us big time. And we have to stay in that, you know, we have to stay in that mode of, you know, we serve the one and true God, Jesus Christ. And when you don't see his hand move, then you don't move. I had to learn the hard way, and I'm not ashamed to say it. When you don't see him move, you stay still where you are. So that's what I'm expecting this year.
Is to be still and know that I am God?
You better believe it. I don't care what the situation looked like. I've seen the Lord move in probably three or four situations in 2025. I did not see a way out at all. At all.
Mm.
And he provided miracle upon miracle, blessing upon blessing.
He is faithful.
He is. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. I think that's a song, too.
Yeah, it is.
I'll have to find that song.
Yes, you used to say it in church, yes. You can't make me doubt him. You,
yeah,
can't make,
you
me,
can't
me
make
doubt
me
him.
That's
you can't make me doubt him in my heart.
That's,
yeah,
it. That's it.
You sing that song, yeah. You,
oh,
can't make,
goodness,
me doubt him. I know too much about him.
About him.
You can't,
yeah,
make me,
it,
doubt him in my heart. That is a good note to extend to those who are listening for the new year.
Yes.
That God is faithful.
Yes, is.
He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will,
amen,
always be with you, you know, to the end of the age and beyond, you know.
Because
we're just getting started. We're just 8 days into 2026.
Yes.
8 days, and we have a long way to go.
Yes, we do. And we're already being tried and tested. We was being tried and tested on January 1st, but you can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him.
Amen. 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 And I feel the same way. He is our hope, our only hope. He has the only answers.
Yes.
And not only that, he has the only truth.
That's true.
Because that's where we are now. Nothing is true anymore. People are like, well, what's the truth? I don't know what the truth is. That is terrible.
Yes, it is.
To even consider, we do not know what to believe that is true and that is false, because we're always,
yeah,
being reminded, that's not true, that's false. Don't pay that,
yeah,
any attention. It's not important, but it is important.
Yes.
The truth is important. And yes, God's truth is. Because we need him.
Absolutely.
And look at, oh my gosh. I think about how we've already started out this new year. Like you said, we've been tested and tried. And, you know, are you going to stand? That's what this is about.
We better stand.
Are you going to stand on the word of God? Are you going to stand on his promises?
Yeah. We're not going
to
make it.
Right, we will not make it. He does not want us to be so conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
Yep.
Yes, so it's I'm so glad you had a moment to share with us. It was good talking to
you. Absolutely.
It was fun.
It was.
I'm glad. So we can do this sometime in the future as well.
Absolutely.
Like if you have a word you want to share with us or something like that, I can always give you time to come on the show and share your word, because I know you are a minister, a pastor yourself, assistant pastor along with your husband and with your mother-in-law. So we will look forward to giving you a spot.
Okay.
In the mornings. I'm only on Thursdays. I may pick up another day or two, but I'm not sure right now. It's all about getting people on the show. But
yeah.
I am out of time, and thank you so much, Tamika, my oldest
You're
daughter.
Welcome.
I love you.
Love you as well.
Talk to you later, JJ. See ya. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. It was good listening to my daughter. I'll be back on at 11:15, same time, same dial.
You're listening to The Talking Place, the legendary star of The Facts of Life,